Was it true?
I mean, I'm not going to really speak on it. You know, I just, you know, I've definitely learned a lot this year about just myself, the team, and everything. So the way I'm going to take these last 5 weeks, I'm just going to come back with a lot of energy, and I'm excited to be back and just try to play my best football.
Were you surprised you were inactive for 2 weeks in a row?
A little bit.
How frustrating.
Any particular reason why?
I mean, because, you know, you're in there a little bit, and they tell you're going to play, and then out of nowhere they tell you you're not going to play type of thing.
So you were under the impression you were going to play on Thursday?
Right.
You viewed it as a benching?
No.
I mean, obviously someone in the organization had to, you know, provide the details for that report. Does that bother you? Does someone either in the locker room or in the organization did that?
Nah, it's not going to affect how I feel. I'm always going to take the field with energy and be happy out there because I love being out there. I love playing football.
Did you threaten to leave the facility several times?
Once again, I'm not going to talk on false reports again.
So that part's false.
Next question.
Surprised about Eli?
A little bit. I mean, you know, the way the season's been going, he's been our leader and everything, but I understand the move and all that, but he's definitely been one of those guys that's just, been very consistent over his last, he's been playing for a while, 13, 14, 15 years, something like that, so he's a legend, in my opinion, one of the best quarterbacks, especially in Giants history, so definitely a lot of appreciation for him.
So what happened on that one play, the punt return?
I'm moving forward, man. I'm moving forward, dude.
How much has your mother's situation?
I'm moving forward.
Well, that's still ongoing, though, right?
I'm moving forward. We're talking about football. Anybody got football questions?
You look at the Oakland game film this week. What kind of unique challenges does their offense present?
Man, they're kind of banged up at receiver now, so some of the receivers are gone. Derek Carr is definitely a great quarterback, so Marshawn Lynch, too, great running back. They have some great guys on offense, especially on the offensive line, too, so we're just looking at everybody and see who they got, especially our receiver. So we just watch a lot of film.
Eli, what's your confidence level after putting together a really good rookie season? You put together a lot of good tape last year, that you can put that kind of tape on the field again.
Right. I definitely have a lot of confidence, and I have a lot of confidence in the guys around me, especially the way they've been playing the last couple of weeks. Our defense has definitely been playing just lights out. So I think just if we continue to play that the last 5 weeks, we'll be able to do some good things.
How about you personally? Do you think you can play at that level
definitely.
That you were playing at?
Yes, sir.
And what gives you that confidence?
Because I know my ability.